Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll talk about the butter trades that we did yesterday. We'll take a look at the expectations for the gas price by Goldman Sachs. And we'll speak about the inflation number from the US. Today is the 14th of September. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. Yesterday was a very active market for us with a lot of activity over butter. There is also plenty of action and news to report from outside of the dairy market that might have a big impact on the weeks and months to come. But as we are a dairy update, we try to keep it as close to the dairy market as possible. So no real news about the dairy market, as we have seen no new numbers on milk collection, consumption, stocks or anything else. The conversations that we have seem to focus on the risk and the input that comes from outside of the dairy market. The main topic is and remains the price of energy and gas, but also the Chinese demand and the Chinese economy are a little bit of a worry for most of our partners. And there's also worries about the rising interest rates and inflation. One of our partners described the issue with the dairy market quite well. He said, even if we would make the right assumption about milk collection, the production cost, the best valorization of the milk, the transport cost, EU consumption and the export demand, even then, with the EU government, they can implement a new far-reaching tool that will disrupt the entire food chain and change the market dynamics in an instant. We think he is right. And that is why most participants are paralyzed and unable to find the trade they are comfortable with. There does seem to be some good news for those who are heavily dependent on the gas price. Goldman Sachs foresees that the price of gas will drop below 100 euros at the beginning of 2023. The reserve seems to be filled up quicker than expected, and the industry seems to have found alternatives for gas. We already hear more factories switching from gas to other resources. Goldman Sachs does warn that the lower gas price might mask the need to cut back on gas usage, putting the EU in the same position next summer. Strange enough, their forecast for gas prices in the summer of 2023 is higher than the winter of 2023. In addition, the EU is implementing a maximum energy price of 180 euro per megawatt hour for green energy. This should put a cap on prices paid by the households. On the 30th of September, the EU members will have a new meeting discussing the cap on Russian gas prices. In the US, the inflation is lower than the months before, but still higher than expected. At 8.3%, there are worries that the Federal Reserve will have to increase the interest rates more to battle inflation. We saw that the dollar gained more strength, as the expectation is that the Federal Reserve will increase the interest rates by more than 1%. The butter market showed a lot of activity yesterday, but without much price movement. We have traded over 300 metric tons of lactic butter between a price of 68.50 and 7.05, with the highest price trading for fresh German butter and the lowest price for Irish. For close by, the market still feels balanced, although the market for Polish butter feels a bit firmer and the market for Irish butter might feel a little bit weaker. For fresh German butter, we also see a bit more buyers, with most buyers interested to buy October and November. The demand for Q1 is also growing, but we don't get any concrete bids. Looking at the bids on futures, we would expect to find a buyer between 6800 and 6850. We did not see any action on the EEX butter futures, but looking at the US, all futures went up to the maximum, suggesting a real shortage of product. We wonder if we will see the same in the EU. We are a little bit skeptical as the demand side for the market feels incredibly weak. Most of the butter we had on offer yesterday traded, so we start the day with a smaller market and that counts as follows. We have an offer for 4 trucks of frozen unsalted sweet cream butter from Poland at a price of 7 euros ex works Poland. We have an offer for 2 trucks of Irish sweet cream butter for September collection at a price of 69.75 ex works Ireland. We have the following bids. We start the day with a bid for 3 trucks of butter for October, German or Dutch origin, at a price of 69.50. We have a bid for 6 trucks of butter in Q4 at a price of 6,800. And we have a price for 6 trucks of butter in Q1, German, Belgium, Dutch origin, at a price of 6,800 euros as well. The EU cheese market remains calm, although we had some feedback that the cheddar market in the UK and Ireland is quite active, with a lot of buying interest around and offers that are hard to find. But looking at the EU market for Gouda, Edam and mozzarella, we continue to see a serious lack of action. We have only traded 1 truck of Edam at a price of 51.30 for September collection. Looking at Q4, we hear a very wide range of offered prices. Some of our partners in the eastern parts of the EU claim that German producers are offering as low as 4,800 euros ex works, but talking to most of the Western European traders, we hear prices closer to 5,200. Looking at the demand and supply, we think that October will trade somewhere in between 505 and 5,150. We start the day with a bid for 3 trucks of Gouda 48 slicing quality for October collection at a price of 49.50. We have a bid for 2 trucks of Gouda slicing quality for September at a price of 5,100 euros. We are looking for 2 to 3 trucks mozzarella from Bergland Milk origin for week 39 and 40 collection at a price of 5 euros. We have an offer still left for 1 truck of Gouda for September collection at a price of 51.70. And we have 1 truck of mozzarella Hogwad origin for September collection at a price of 5.03. For powders, the spread widens. The EEX prices continue to climb slowly and the physical market doesn't follow. If anything, it comes down a bit. Offered prices are starting to decline as stock pressure mounts and buying interest for close buy just doesn't seem to exist. We do hear that there is a bit more buying interest on the export markets, but at prices closer to 3,600 euros ex works. In the US, the CME futures are also trading a good bit lower. All things put together, the skim milk powder market doesn't really feel firm, but also doesn't feel weak, quite stable. We start today with the following offer. We have an offer for 100 metric tons of German origin skim milk powder medium heat. This can be made into small bags or big bags for September collection or early October at a price of 36.50. We still have an offer for 200 metric tons of skim milk powder Polish origin from Pomlek, September collection at a price of 36.50. And we have an offer for 100 metric tons of skim milk powder Irish origin non-standardized September collection at a price of 35.90. Okay, and that was it again for today. We thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. If this is the first time you've listened, please subscribe via the follow button on your favorite podcast app. If you have any comments or any news that you want to share with us, please send an email to wouter@getfairdairy.nl. And for now, we wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.